You're listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1. We're going to talk now about the Mindaroo Artist Fund. It's now open for expressions of interest. We've got Artist Fund recipient Louis Ferrer Harvey on the phone right now to talk about his residency at Forest Hall a couple of weeks ago. Louis is a trained percussionist, composer and DJ, and his work is an exploration of the fundamental elements between dance and music. Louis, welcome.
Hey, how you going?
I'm well, thank you. Now, did I pronounce your second name correctly?
You almost nailed it. Oh. Quite impressed, actually. Pretty good.
So, please introduce yourself with the correct pronunciation.
Well, I think it's pronounced Louis Ferrer Harvey.
Nice.
Yeah, something like that.
So, Louis, tell me about the work you've been doing with the assistance of the Mindaroo Artist Fund.
Yeah, so when I applied last year, there's two options you could apply for. One was a grant and one was a residency. And I had an idea that I wanted to jump in a studio with some dancers and see if I could kind of like curate movement based off the music that I was writing,
mm-hmm.
rather than kind of working as a composer for a choreographer. So my application obviously was successful, and I got to spend a month living in Forest Hall.
Nice.
And and luckily teamed up with St. George's College across the road from Forest Hall, which offered us a free space for the month. And we just kind of jammed out and explored the relationship between the movement and the music. It was really fun, really, really cool.
So tell me how that works. So ordinarily you would compose music for a choreographer. So the choreographer would explain to you what kind of sound they're looking for, what I guess the movements are that they want you to compose around. Is that right?
Yeah, so, that's it, 100%.
And so when you're kind of creating music less with those specifics in mind and more just with the intention that someone will move to it, what does that look like? Like, are you literally just jamming out in a room with some dancers?
Yeah, so I think in my experience working with choreographers, you're kind of like, obviously the choreographer has the idea of what they want their work to look like, and then you come on board and you have to kind of interpret that to think what they think it sounds like. So you obviously end up with two ideas of, and meeting somewhere mutually in the middle of like an agreement that that's what they had in as an idea. But I was finding that as like collaboration is so much fun, because you can have those really cool moments where you both like, oh, that's it, that's the moment. But I also was interested in kind of seeing what it was like if the idea came from the same person, so that translation wasn't lost, and you didn't have to kind of deal with that mutual understanding. So we kind of just went in the space, and I conveniently or luckily work as a accompanist at WAPA in the dance classes. So I have a very, very basic understanding of movement theory in a way that I've just sat in, you know, for like the last 6 years, just listening to teachers teach dance to students. So I could kind of understand the language of dancers, and that helped a lot in when I'm in the room, say, with the three dancers that I brought in for the residency with me. I know what the musical idea is, and then I can kind of translate that into what I think the movement might be, and then they take those ideas and they play around with them, and then they kind of show me, and I'm like, oh, maybe that, maybe not that, or like, maybe let's try go down here. And it's just a lot of sort of trial and error and conversation, and yeah, incredibly insightful and fruitful, though.
Fruitful in a way that the public is going to be able to see a finished dance or fruitful in a way that it's kind of left you personally with more understanding of your practice and how it works with movement?
The latter feels really selfish, eh? But yeah, I know more now.
But it's the whole point of residencies and, isn't, you know, like it's not just about having this complete finished product. It's also just about kind of immersing yourself.
Just like researching. No, I think that there were two outcomes that I definitely landed on, one of which is this could become a work. You know, like I wrote a whole bunch of music and there was a whole bunch of movement that was made sort of in cohesion with that music, and it was really effective. And we did a mini showing and got some people to come in, and they gave us some feedback, and they were like, oh, it's really cool to see, like, the dancers were playing some drums and then they jump off the drums and move the movement that they were just playing on the drums. So, like, I was teaching them a little bit of, you know, rhythm theory, and then they'd jump out and they'd dance that movement as if it was, like, in the physical world all of a sudden.
Mm.
I think there's definitely something there that could become a work. But the other side of the coin was, I think that it could be really utilized in an educational sense as well, like teaching dancers music theory and teaching musicians movement theory, and like seeing how the two are actually very symbiotic, you know?
And getting that kind of intersection happening, that multidisciplinary, that was...
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say to people who are thinking about applying for a Mindaroo residency or the Mindaroo Artist Fund this year?
Obviously, my experience was the residency, and I find that time is so much more valuable than money for me personally, because when you're allowed time, you can actually really explore your idea without the pressure of not being able to eat dinner or something, you know? And I would always opt for the residency opportunity. And it's really great, this one in particular, because even though I live in Perth, I still could take a month out of my life to go live at Forest Hall, so I could 100% immerse, which is, commend doing that as well. You kind of want to just be all in 100% in a residency to really get the most out of it. And yeah, it's obviously a great opportunity to, like, there aren't that a whole multitude of residencies in Perth, especially ones that offer you accommodation and a fee as well, so you can they really value your time to research, so definitely very would recommend it a lot.
Louis, thank you so much for giving us a bit of an insight into your residency, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Yeah, thanks for chatting.
That was Louis Frere Harvey talking about his time as a resident at Forest Hall as part of the Mindaroo Foundation.